Good morning, my friends. It is time for the Live, Build, Change Morning Mindset Edition of the podcast. Once again, this is our opportunity every morning to take just a few minutes, not even 5 minutes, to set our minds on the truth of God so that we can live the day in a way that brings great glory to Him and greater success in the way that we live in this world. I mean, are you tired of feeling like you're just not cutting it? Like you're not measuring up, like your life is not what it is supposed to be? Well, there are a lot of things we can do to remedy those kinds of problems, and it all begins with getting your mind right. So that's why the morning mindset is here every morning of the year. Let's talk for just a little bit about kind of the same topic we've been talking about over the last few days, just from a slightly different angle. You know, we all perceive and kind of interpret how our life is going based on how we feel. And our feelings often are based on the way we've been performing, to put it real bluntly, just how we've been doing it at living out the things that we know we should be living out according to the scripture, according to the things that we've been taught. But I want to challenge you with something from Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 27 this morning, that could put a different perspective on that for you. Paul has just made the case in the previous verses that it is God who makes us righteous. God makes us righteous by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And when we trust in Him, we place our faith in Him and in His death and what it performs for us, we receive the righteousness of God. And that's a staggering thought right now. So stop for a moment and just let that sink in. If you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you have the righteousness of the Most Holy God. You have it. It is yours. You are a righteous person, just as God Himself is righteous. Now that just blows my mind to think about that. So let me ask you a very simple but logical question based on that truth. Where does your performance come in that whole issue of you being righteous? Well, it doesn't come in at all, does it? Because God has made you righteous, and all the work that was done to make you righteous was done by Jesus Christ. Do you see? There's nothing left for you to do in order to be righteous in God's sight. Man, I kind of feel like we should just stop right there. Because if that truth can settle into our souls, if our minds can become saturated with that, that we truly are filled with the righteousness of God through our faith in Jesus Christ, then all of our striving about whether or not we are measuring up or whether or not we are living up to our Christian calling can just be set aside. That's not the issue, is it? You see, in verse 27, which is what I mentioned in the first part place, Paul says, then what becomes of our boasting in light of these things? It is excluded. That's what I'm saying. He says, by what kind of law? By a law of works? He says, no, by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of law. So you see, our good works, our living up to God's standard, does not figure into whether or not He accepts us as righteous. He does accept us as righteous. So today, whatever you're facing, spend a little time to get this into your mind, get this into your soul. You are righteous with the righteousness of God. This day, whatever it is in God's mind, is not about you performing to make Him happy. It is not. It is about something else. And let's start digging into what that something else might be on tomorrow's morning mindset. But for today, remember, you have the righteousness of God because of your faith in Jesus Christ.